Top of Ayin Dalam of Beis. Ton Rabbanan, top line. Kocha Eitzel Kocham Vihi Tiro. So his mounts of Kaddish Mom and Almanas, she doesn't have any of the Dorim. And now she went to the Kocham and he did her Tarsa Dorim. So the Loch is Mukadeshis. However, it's a roif haveripa in a case where she had a moment. He was mekadosh al manasa. There's no moment, and she went to a roif was merap in the mum. Ripa is saw ena mekudeshes. So ma ben chacham la roif. So why when she goes to the chacham? So in either case of this point on where she has no lindorim and she has no moment. So why by the case of the mum do we say she's not mekudeshes? In the case of the chacham. The dorm, we said that she is mekudeshes. So the Morris says kocham oikaris aneder mi koroi for right for eder merape el mikana labo. So at the moment of kedushin, she had a mum, so that she had not fulfilled the tanai, which is necessary for the kedushin to be valid. Whereas a kocham halacha works that the hatar hadorim works retroactively. So it comes out from this point onwards, halacha looks at it as if she ever never had a netter. So she never had a netter. The kedushin was a kedushin. Okay.
So it's like indefinitely they could be in this. It's not exactly a suffix marriage, but suffix. But they will be married.
Yeah, theoretically. It could be. Tosis says over here, this Chacham Oker and Neder, about halfway through the Tosis. Tosis says a Chiddush. Medafka Holcho Itzel Chacham Etira Kari Medias Abal. This only works if the heter took place before the Baal found out about the netter. Commission says Anim Kadeshus. Satoshi says the Pshat is that the Almanas came to Kacha Shimla Yirtsil about the Kadushan Machus and the Dorm Shiyu Kadushan Kayoman. Amanash Shainal and Adorim gives the husband, like we said, it's in Musik of a Bittul tonight, he gives the husband the right to be Mavat to the Kedushin. So she can't go afterwards and reconstruct it. So he has a right to say, I don't want to rely on the possibility of her now going to find a heter. At this point in time, the Tanai has not been fulfilled. The Tanai was, I don't want a woman who potentially is problematic. So she has not fulfilled her condition. But if you were mounted before his Yediyah, so when he becomes aware of it, the condition has been fulfilled. He doesn't want a woman who's problematic, and she's not problematic. Okay. So the Gemara, for the Berakash of Atanya, it's a chacham beitira, it's a rafe beripo, it's a enem kodeshes. So in the case of the chacham as well, it doesn't work. The heter of the chacham does not reinstate the marriage. So it's not like the first price. So Amr Rava Rabba, gears inside to change it to Rabba. Lakasha Hora Meir Hora Belozer. This is Tolim Machlokes in a Meir and a Belozer. What's a Hora Meir? The Omar Adam Roger Shitis Baza Ishtar Bebezin. Hora Belozer. The Omar Ain Adam Roger Shitis Baza Ishtar Bebezin. The more is going to quote. Okay, well, let's see the quote. There's a place in a mayor and a belazer. What's this machlokes? Mahi? Where is this machlokes in the Meir and Malazu? It's not Mishnah Gittin. Hamoch says Ishu Mishum Neder Lo Yachser. Mishum Shemra Lo Yachser. So if a person, we tell the person that is divorcing his wife because of the netter, that this is final. He can't change his mind. What are we afraid of? We're afraid the person that he'll divorce the woman, she marry somebody else. Meanwhile, she'll go to Chacham and get a heter. And he'll say, if I would have realized that she came out to the netter, I never would have divorced her. Oh, great. Now she's married to somebody else and the kids are mamzerim. Because he's saying that there was the get was given mistakenly. So we tell him, listen, whether she goes to Chacham or not, but even if she goes to Chacham, she's mocked to the netter, you've made a final decision, you can't take her back. We inform him at the time of the gerish. And so he can't come after us and claim, had he realized, he wouldn't have done it. He's much his wife because of a shame. There's a shmuel going around that she's done something improper. So he divorces her. And then it turns out that it was false. So he says, okay, if I realized it was false, I wouldn't have done it. So he's saying that there's a mistake. It was a mistake in get. It's only done based on a mistake. We said, no. We informed the man that whether it's true or not, it's irrelevant. Once you make this step that you're divorcing her because of the shame, you cannot remarry her. So you cannot remarry her. You can't say, had I realized, they would have. So when she marries somebody else, there's no potential kilkel in her second marriage. So that's the Tanakam. Okay. Rabbi Hudarber called that Rishiyadim a rabbit. Excuse me. That means she's done the netter is public. People know about it. So lo yachzer, lo yadu barabim is yachzer. So that a netter which is she did it publicly. So that v'chalal discourage the idea of making the door. And here, the opposite is taking place. This woman has went publicly and made a netter. So that's very, very much against the will of the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the issue here is not a potential of kilkul. It's a question of a kanas for the woman for taking such steps. So if she made a netter berabim, that's the Chachamim said, Lo yachzer, ma'am, you deserve what you got. It was done privately. Potentially you can be mocked to the netter and he can remarry her. We're not worried about the chashash of kilkul. Okay. Remei armor, kol netter shetzarach hakiras kochem, lo yachzer. Shein tzarach hakiras kochem is yachzer. A netter which the Baal has the power of a hafora, you don't need to go to a chacham to matter it. So he can't claim now she goes to chacham and she's matter it. She says, oh, if I would have realized, if you really wanted her, just be made for the netter. So this claim of this, that there's a mistake in the get, is not true. Because obviously that's not, he didn't want the woman either way, because if the only thing which was bothering him was the netter, and now that he realizes the netter could be retracted, removed, he would not have divorced her, so just be made for the netter and keep your wife. So we know that's not true. So a netter where it's possible for Haforas Abal, so he cannot be makakler afterwards, so there's no reason to make a takana of lo yachzer to protect her if she marries somebody else. But a case of a netter which the Baal had no afora, and you must go to a chacham de matrit, that's where we have the chashash, like the Tanakhama said, that he can be makalkal afterwards and say, oh, if I had I known, I wouldn't have divorced her, and that will create an undermining of the get, and therefore her marriage to somebody else it will be problematic. So we say, listen, we're informing you at this point in time, at the moment of the get, you have no power to retract this get. You're aware of whatever happens in the future, you're sticking to the get, so you can't be mekalkel. Now, excuse me.
What's the case, I guess,
that
the husband always,
didn't
the husband always?
So, the husband's power of a force of Dorim applies to two things, Nidri Inu Nefesh, the woman undertakes something to limit herself, eating, dressing, washing, whatever it will be, and the Rav Shabbat Yonah Levenot, something which is directly Ben Yonah Levenot. Okay. Now, Omer Belozer, Leosu Tzarech El Bnei Sheino Tzarech. So, he says the opposite, that that Rebbe Lozer Kolong says that this whole argument that had I known, I wouldn't have divorced her. What does had I known meant? It means, had I known that she'd go to the Chochmim after it, I would have sent her to the Chochmim after it. Right? That's what he's going to say. It's not true. A person is not Rosh Hashanah Yishtu Mabez, and he doesn't want the whole process to take place. It's embarrassing, it's uncomfortable, the whole thing is, he'd rather divorce her than go through that process. So claiming that had he realized he would have went through that process, we know it's not true. So the case where she needs Chakiras Chacham, there's no concern, because we don't believe him when he makes such an argument, because that's not true. He would never have wanted. It's not true that he would want to send to the Chacham and go through the whole process of discussing the thing and having the Chacham, and Chacham means the best. Torah Adorim needs, so the whole thing is just not. He'd rather just divorce her. However, Rebbe Lozer says, in a case where that you need hafora, so the Baal says, I didn't realize I had the power of hafora. I didn't dawn on me a power of hafora. Had I realized I had the power of hafora, I wouldn't have done it. So a case where you don't need chachiras kalchum, that's where there's a problem. Where you do need chachiras kalchum, there's potentially no problem. But where goyzer a case where you need chachiras kalchum, because of a case where you don't need chachiras kalchum. So it comes out that Rebbe Lozer holds that that a person is not Rosh Hashanah Yishtu Mabez. But Rebbe Meir, we see that said the opposite. In a case where you need Chachiras Kolchem, that's where the potential is a Kilko, because he said, I would have sent to the Bezda. So that's where you have the Mechloikas. The Mor is going to go through all of the explain all of the Shitas over here in the price. But just going back to the piece before, that the Braisa which says that even if she went to Chochmah when she was matred, she's not Mekudeshes. The Braisa which says that if she goes to Chochmah she's and he's matred, she's Mekudeshes, because that's part of what he would have wanted. You know, I don't want her to have an adorim. If there's a way to remove the adorim, I'm agreeable to that. If you hold up, that's not an option for him. He says, well, okay, she had an adorim, but she can go to Chochmah Matur. Maybe I'll get my wife the way I want her. No, that's not true. You don't want a wife like that. You don't want that. You don't want to get your wife through that process, because so even if she did go to Bezdin and she was Matur, and now she doesn't have an adorim, he says, that's not what I wanted. So it's not a kima tonight. So according to Belozer, even after going to the Chacham, she would not be Mekudesh. So let's talk through this Mishnah over there and get it. So my time with the Rehuda. Rehuda says, Yichsiv, um, Lohikum in Yisrael. Kinish b'lohem nesiyah heweidah. So a netter which is done b'rabim, there's no way to be matter. By the Gibbonim it says that Yeshua promised so the Gibbonim that he's not going to do anything to them. The Gibbonim came with this fake presentation that this masquerade that they were from a distant land, and they made a compact with Yeshua. And then it turned out that they had fooled him, and they were really local. Suppose it says Lohikum in Yisrael, so the Yeshua said that we cannot kill them as one of the Shivas Amim, because there was a Yeshua made to them with the Nisei Weidah. So you see a netter which is done for Rabim, you can't be matter. Even though they had a good argument, it was made under false pretenses. So become a Rabim. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Omar, Shloisha, it's three. Yamim Mishnaim, Rabbi Mishloisha. So he says we find in other places. It says Yamim Rabim. So Chazal Darshan Yamim Rabim. Yamim is two plural. Rabbi makes it one more is three. The definition of Rabim is 10 because Eidah Ksibahu. It says the word Eidah. So it comes out a netter which is done by Rabim. There's no way to be matter it. So that depth of making a netter which is done by Rabim that you cannot be matter it is such a pirtsa. It's such a improper attitude towards the dorm to make it like so intense that you cannot get rid of it. When Chazal were saying it's better not to make a dorm at all. And if you make it out, it's better to be matarit. And here she went padafka in a way which you cannot be matarit. She deserves a kanas. We say, I'm sorry, ma'am. Goodbye. Okay. Remeir Merkolnet, Shor Chakiris Chalkam Lo Yaxer. Remeir says that a netter which needs Chakiris Chalkam, he cannot remarry her. Rebelozom Lo Yosit Shor Chalam Neshen Tzor. So what's the machlokes? Remeir Sover Adam Rishus Shetis Baz Ichav Bezdin. He's agreeable to send his wife to Bezdin for the process, and therefore he could argue: had he known there's a way to be matrit, he would have sent her to be matrit. So he never would have been he never would have divorced her. Reb Elazar Sover Ein Adam Rishus Shetis Baz Ichav Bezdin. And so he would not have sent her. That's not true. Even if he had known that he has an option, he would not have sent her. Therefore, he cannot say, had I realized, they would have not divorced her. Okay. Let's start the Rashi's. Top of the page. Chochle etzel acha kedusha etzel chacham. So this woman who had a netter went after the kedusha to the chacham. He tirmin in the dorm. He was mat to the netter. Or etzel roipa baripo isum in a mumen. Or she went to a doctor and removed the mumen. So the first price says to sefta. That by the case of the Chacham it worked, but the case of the Rofe doesn't work. What's the difference? Because Chacham is Arkan Edom Yikar. Sher Pesach Lo Becherato Adaita Da'achim Yikar Nadarta. Had you realized X, would you have made the Nedar? B'hi Meris Loi, and she says, no. Chacham Armin Lo Hu Bo Lecha Lidei Kach. But that's where it's taken you. And you're saying that had you realized X, you never would have made the netter. It means there's something faulty in the whole netter. And that's how he's matrit. Hilkach lav netter hu. therefore there's something faulty in the netter. And therefore the netter is now mutter. Nimsa kemishal hayolam b'shas kedushin. So what he's done has been totally moved the netter. So the hatar sadorim. The primary way of hatar sadorim is which is with a pesach. He says that we find something, some opening into the netter, that there's something intrinsically wrong with the netter. The netter was made, like I point out to you, the Ran says in the Dorim, no, the Ran says in Shuas, the Chol Shei Vatei Ha'odom Bishuwa, so Chazal Darshan Ha'odom Bishuwa, that a Shuwa and a netter with it is only valid if the whole being of the person is into the action. So making a netter or a shua, which had the person taken full thought and realized all the possible applications, and said, had they realized that they not would have made the netter, so there's something lacking in the Adam. There's something lacking. A human being is the power of a thought, and if this netter is going to affect five situations, and they didn't think about all five of them and make the netter anyway, being agreeable to all the situations, so that wasn't a full human being, a full Adam, who made that netter, because an Adam with the power of thought of an Adam will never make this netter. Now we know that. So it comes out there's something intrinsically wrong with the netter. So the netter was never a netter. So she was a woman who had no nedor. But she did have movement until now. So it comes out at the time of the arrangement, she had not fulfilled her part of the arrangement, and she had misled him. So this brisa applies this rule to the case of the chacham as well. The kasha chacham, a chacham. So we have a steer in the brises in the case of a chacham. So more answers. Ha, the ketanim kedushin is her mayor. So the one who says that the kedushin is valid retroactively is her mayor. He holds the Amr Adam Reitzer Shetis Basli. He doesn't mind if she'll go through the process of the Tarsador. But Rav Lozen says, Enon Reitzer, he'll go die to the Hachil Kitcha. So even if she's removed the netter, but she removed the netter through a process he would not be agreeable to, so clearly that was not what he wanted the marriage to be under these circumstances. Okay, where's the machlokes? It says over there in Gittin, person divorces a woman mishum netter shoyis and nadronis. He says this woman makes the dorm. I don't want a woman makes the dorm. Lo yachzer. Mefarish himself is Gittin. Trey time iika. There's two explanations what the problem is. There's two reasons. Ika leman damer. One explains mishum kilkula, that there's a potential of kilkul. She might have to omer yachzer if we're going to allow him to remarry her. Shemetelach mitinose. She might get divorced, marry somebody else. When it's a shame, Rosh Hashanah, shame, and then it turns out that this rumor was not true. Or neder nekra yadei chacham, or that you can match to the neder. Makakal is that. So now the original husband will damage her. V'omer, ilo yisi yadei shekeinu. If I realized, I feel innocently may amana lo yisi megar sheikh. I never would have divorced her, no matter what. I loved her so much. And now, that's undermining her second marriage. Therefore, we'll come and say, have you day it. You can't remarry her. Therefore, if that's true that you want her so much, don't divorce her so quickly. And if you divorce her, means you don't care to wait and see. The Osi, so the calcul, therefore, if you will try later on to undermine her by saying, hey, if I realize, we don't believe him. He knows that this is final. And he did not wait, means he doesn't care. So now he's saying, I cared. That's not true. If you cared, you would have waited. So this one Dhammer explains that this halacha was to protect the woman. Actually, this takana was the opposite. It was to punish a woman. Here's a woman who's created a shame for herself. So we say, I'm sorry, ma'am. Whether it's true or not, but definitely there's been some impropriety of how you're acting to create such a rumor. If I recall correctly, the Gemara there discusses that if there's somebody in the town who has a grudge against her, so we don't, we question maybe that's what caused it, not because she's a prutza barayas. So you want to, once she's divorced, she can't get back to her husband. So there's a message over here. If you're going to marry this husband, don't play around to create rumors, then which you'll get divorced, and then it's final. So it's a punishment for the woman. Or the proof has been the dorm. By making the dorm, and this is, we say, don't take chance to make the dorm because look what might happen. That's what Behuda says. She had a barama showed Nadarta before the Asura. She made it in front of 10. Lo Yaxer, because Ksaver Behuda all time and Mishum shall you princess ben Adar. The reason why he cannot remarry her is because of this issue of being princess ben Adar. But he knows with the Rabbim, when she made a public netter, Mazel netter Sheing lo Hafora. Shabrinim begins it. The more explains that that's an enemy which you cannot be master. A person has to be die. So that is being quite cavalier about the attitude towards the daughter. Kansua, that's when they made the kanas. Shalyeda Barab, the Yeshta Foro, look and so. However, if it's an enemy which you can remove, that was improper, but not to the point of giving her a kanas. But he's not worried about kilkul. Rashi's lost. I don't remember the Gemara over there. That Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing the case of Shemra. And Shemra, he is worried about kilkul. That's what Rashi's lost and sounds like. I don't remember though. You may remember Kol Neder Shetzarcha. He was talking Shein Abal Yochel Hafer. It's not within the Baal's purview. It's not something which is between the two of them or in your nefesh. So that type of neder, which you must go to the chacham, then lo yachzer. Except for time of mishum kakula. The mayor holds that the concern over here is that he's going to undermine her second marriage. This is the situation where kilkul is potentially possible. The Omer, if I realize that the Chacham came after, lo yisi megar shekhe, I will not have divorced you. The Rotsa yisi shetis bazdim bebezdim. If you're the Chai, I'd want you to go to Bezdim and go through the process and get a heter. But if you don't start here, so I'm not sure about Yochalah for the matter which about could have been made for. So then Yachzer, the Baha'i Lamotzel Kalkalah, he cannot undermine her second marriage. Because if it's really true that he really wanted her, so why wasn't he made for? Elamai, he doesn't care, so then there's no kilkul. Rebbe Lozen says, that really in the case of Kikiris Tachum, really there's no chashash kilkul. But they also remarriage in the case of Kikiris Tachum, also Elamai Shein Tzarech. The case where Shatzarach Chakir Tzalchem Ain Bokilka. If she has to go to Bezdin, then there's no to do it. That there's no kilkul. He has no power. He has no ability to argue. If I had realized, I would have sent you to Beis Din. But that's not true. We know that's not true, because Fishen Adam writes that she's Beis Din, Yishuv Beis Din, and he'd rather just divorce her than, if he did, than have her go through the Beis Din process. So where is the case that we're worried about? The case where there's no need to go to Beis Din. So then we're afraid he'll come out afterwards and claim. I didn't know that I was able to make for, and had I known, I would not have divorced her. And then it goes to high or too high. So we're going to the case of where you need a kikiris kochim, or to a case where you don't need a kikiris kochim. My time of the Behuda. Dumber Neder Shudder Barabin ain't left for that which Behuda says that a Neder which has which is Huda Barabin is no for, because it says Lo Hikim Bnei Yisrael the Givanim Ksiv. The Pasuk says by the case of the Givanim that they weren't Maka the Givanim because it was done, the Shua was done in which is though it was done Barabin, and we have Machlokes. Fine. Okay. Rabbi gives us different teretz. Now, when she goes to the Chacham, the second brisa which says that even after she went to the Chacham, she's not mekudeshes. It's not the Gemara. Rabbi Omar, Chacha, beisha chashuba askinan. Okay. The Omar, lo nichali the itzer b'kerbas sel. So that Rabbi says, even if you hold the Omar Rosh Tisbaz, he should be Beis Din, but a situation of such a person. So every time you marry such a person, there is a fallout that if he ever divorces her, or he ends up not being able to marry the relatives. So here it's very, very chashuv of a family, and there's a fallout. So we're going to weigh that potential fallout. So normally he makes the decision he wants it. But here he said he doesn't want the marriage. So oh my what? Under these circumstances. Yeah, but he'll be willing to bend, to have her go to the Beis Din, to be able to maintain the marriage. Then we already start making considerations. Well, there's other considerations. The consideration is there is a fallout from this marriage, and that he can't marry the relatives.
But isn't that always the case?
Again, but here the person said he doesn't want a woman who has nadar. And she had nadar. Elamai what? He says, well, if I had realized she had nadar, I'd be willing to try to save the marriage by having her go to the chacham. But once that's, we're arguing that you're in a situation where there's potentially something wrong with the marriage, now we're going to take all those considerations into consideration. At that moment, he says, you know what? I'm not happy that this woman makes the door. I don't know what's going to be in the future. So, why do I want a woman which there is a fallout from the marriage when potentially she's going to be a person I'm not happy with? So, he could argue that he would not have wanted her to solve the problem. He said, I'd rather have a get. Rather have not, well, not have a get, not have had the marriage. Okay.
What?
That was too vague a question. Let's hold it here.